那我们以祷告来开始。
God, on this Christmas day, thank you that we can be in your house.
亲爱的主，在这个圣诞的日子里，我们很高兴我们能在你的殿中。
Thank you that you stepped into our world.
谢谢你来到我们这个世间。
And I pray that today in our worship that we will honor you.
在我们敬拜中，愿我们来尊荣你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。
I want to do something a little different this morning.
今天早晨我要做的跟平常不太一样。
I love Christmas music.
我非常喜欢圣诞音乐。
For many years, every year I would find some place that I could go and play a concert of just Christmas carols during December.
那很多年呢，我就是会找到一个地方，我就可以去弹这个有一个圣诞音乐会，那我就一直去弹这个圣诞的这些颂歌和这些传统的诗歌。
I love the music of Christmas.
我非常喜欢圣诞的音乐。
But sometimes I think we sing songs and we sing them often enough that they just kind of become routine.
但是有的时候呢，因为我们经常唱这些歌，这些歌就变得好像就是个形式而已了。
And we really don't think about what do they mean.
我们就不会去真的思想说这个歌词到底是什么意思。
So I had picked out three carols that kind of represent the Christmas message.
所以呢，我就选了三首圣诞音乐，就是代表了圣诞的信息。
But only two of them are in our hymnal, so we're just looking at two of them.
但是因为呢只有两首呢在我们的教会的赞美诗歌本里，所以我就只选了两首。
And so I want to start with Hark the Herald Angels.
第一个我要听这个听啊天使高声唱，也叫新圣王歌。
And I'll just tell you, the title, the first line.
我先给大家讲这第一句歌词。
Actually is not what Wesley wrote.
其实这个不是约翰查尔斯威斯里写的。
When he wrote this carol, Charles Wesley was a wonderful poet. He loved words.
在那个写这个歌词的时候，这个查尔斯威斯里呢，他是一个
words that weren't very familiar.
他是个诗人，他很喜欢写诗，那他用的词常常都是大家不熟悉的词语。
And so he wrote.
他其实写的是
Hark,
听啊。
How the welkin rings.
他说听啊这个天穹钟声响。
And you translated welkin?
Yeah, I...
You looked it up, okay.
天穹钟因为他教会那个钟声天穹钟响。
I was very impressed. Hark how the welkin rings.
他说听啊天穹钟响。
And W-E-L-K-I-N. Okay. And his friend George Whitfield.
然后他的朋友怀特菲德
，who was not as good a poet but a lot more practical，
他不是像他那样一位诗人，但是他更实际。
Said no one's going to know what that word means。
你说这个天穹，没有人知道这个词是什么意思。
And so Whitfield changed it。
所以呢，这个怀特菲德就把这个词给改了。
Wesley was quite unhappy to have his beautiful phrase ruined。
然后这个卫斯理有一个这么美的这个。一个他想出来的词被改了，他其实不是很高兴。
I'm pretty sure Whitfield was right.
但是呢，怀特菲德确实对的。
Is this well, a real clock?
Yes.
Huh? Welcome is a real thing or
a real word?
Real?
它是一个真正的一个词语。
And it's an old word that means sky or heavens.
它的那个 welcome 这个词就是天穹。
Welcome
就是 welcome 这个词，它是那个穹苍。
I actually come across one other old poem or hymn that uses the term. So it's not completely unknown.
他不是完全的不知道，他是从一个更古老的一首诗里边或者一个赞美诗里出来的这个词，来用天穹穹苍的意思。
But Herald Angels does the job much better, I think.
但是天使高声唱比这个更好。
But what I want you to see this morning, these carols were written not just for sentiment.
他写这些歌词不是说让你好像很感性感觉啊真美啊不是这个意思。
But to teach us something about what the Christmas message is about.
他是要教导我们圣诞的信息是什么。
So he starts by answering a question.
所以他首先他就回答一个问题。
Why? did Jesus, why was Jesus born into our world?
耶稣为什么要生在我们这个世间呢?
And the hymn answers,
那这个赞美诗就回答了这个问题。
With this answer,
他这样说。
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
天使高声唱,荣耀归于新生王。
Peace on earth and mercy mild.
恩典临地平安到。
Now let me ask you.
让我问大家。
In the time when Jesus came, was there peace on earth?
当耶稣出生的时期，那时候地上是和平安吗？是和平的吗？不是的。
Absolutely not.
肯定不是。
You know, people like to say, oh, it's never been as bad as it is now.
现在大家总是说，哎呀，这个世界从来没有这么糟糕过，其实以前那么糟糕过。
It was just as bad then as it is now.
就像今天那么糟糕，过去一样糟糕。
And people did not feel very much mercy mild.
人们并没有说是有这种恩典临地，很有这个很温柔的这个恩典。
And so Wesley explains how this peace on earth is going to happen, and here's the key phrase in the hymn.
然后呢，这个卫斯理就在描述，那这个平安是如何来到地上呢？这个关键的词就在这里。
God and sinners reconcile.
神人此后能和好。
I think in our sentimental view of Christmas,
当我们就是很好像充满感性的来看圣诞节的时候
you know, we turn it into this nice little innocent baby in a manger.
我们听到这个好像很可爱的这个小婴孩在卧在马槽里
And we forget what a amazing moment that was.
我们就有点忘记了这个时刻是多么的令人多么的伟大，多么令人震惊的时刻！
In Chronicles of Narnia,
在这个《纳尼亚传奇》里，
I haven't looked at this in a while, I don't have the exact.
因为我好久没看，所以我不能马上想起来。
C.S. Lewis says,
那个路易斯就说，
There was another time, there was a time.
他说有一个时期，
When a baby bigger than the whole world,
有一个小婴孩，他比整个世界都大，
fit in a manger.
但是呢，他却把自己就是
idea of
放在一个小小的马槽里。这个
in another one of Wesley's carols, he uses this phrase.
在卫斯理另外一首那个圣诞颂歌里
，infinity，
他说无限的神
shrunk to a hand，
他就
the size of a hand，
好像就缩成缩小成缩减成一个手的这么大小。
And so, but in that moment, this hymn says,
在这一个时刻，那个另外一个圣诞颂歌里说，
God and sinners are reconciled.
在这个听那天使高声唱，他说，神人此后蒙和好。
God, and that's amazing.
那个真的是令人惊叹的。
Because it means that you and I,
那就意味着你和我，
can come into God's presence.
我们可以来到神的面前，
without fear.
没有任何的惧怕。
No one.
没有任何一个人。
No one before Jesus was born came into God's presence without fear.
在耶稣降生之前，没有任何一个人可以不带着恐惧来到神面前。
The greatest saints of the Old Testament.
这个旧约里最伟大的那个圣徒。
Were afraid in His presence.
到神面前都是惧怕，都是害怕的，恐惧战惊。
If you have noticed.When you read through the Bible,
如果你读圣经，你就会注意到
every time an angel appears to people,
每次天使出现的时候
what's the first thing they say?
那天使对人说的第一句话是什么呢？
Don't be afraid.
不要惧怕。
Don't be afraid.
就说不要惧怕。
Why do they always start with that?
他们为什么开始就要说这么一句话呢？
Because the angels are not like the pretty little angels on your Christmas cards.
因为在那个时候出现的天使可不是像你看的这个圣诞卡片上出现的那种小小小的很可爱的天使。
If an angel appeared in this room, we would be afraid.
如果一个天使突然出现在这个房间里，我们大家都会吓坏了。
And they were afraid.
他们是害，旧约里的人看到天使，他们都害怕。
Because of sin, we are not equipped to look at anything heavenly.
因为罪，所以我们已经不能看任何跟天堂、跟神有关的属天的东西。
I once did something that offended my boss.
我有一次做了这个一件事情，就是得罪了我的老板。我这样做。
My boss for a few weeks was quite unhappy with me.
然后有几个星期，我老板对我都挺不高兴的。
And every week I had to go to a staff meeting.
那每个星期呢，我要参加这个就是员工会。
And it was a miserable couple hours.
那这讲一两个小时都很难受。
Because I knew that he was unhappy.
因为我知道我的老板不高兴。
Make that much larger.
你把这个你的这个难受，这个很不舒服，把它放大好多。
And realize that instead of offending a earthly boss,
你不是得罪冒犯一位地上的老板。
We have offended the Creator, the Sovereign of the Universe.
我们得罪的是这个创造宇宙的主宰者。
And instead of a small mistake that can be remedied with some time,
不是说我们犯了一个小错误，随着时间这个小错误就可以纠正。
We have rebelled against him.
我们是对他背叛，就是
And deserve death.
我们的那个罪呢是，其实应该是死刑。
That's our status.
那个就是我们的地位，那就是我们的身份。保罗说没有一个义人。
No, not one.
一个都没有。
All have turned aside.
所有的人都就是都违背了神。
No one does good. Not even one.
没有一个，甚至一个都没有。
He goes through Jew, Gentile, pagans, good people.
他说一个没有一个人，一个也没有。然后保罗就讲了这个犹太人、希腊人、外邦人。
Most of us, really deep inside, we think we're pretty good people.
其实我们内心深处都觉得自己还是挺好的。
I know, we know to say, I know I'm not.
我们都会表面上说啊，我没那么好。
But we're a little offended if someone agrees with us.
但是当别人说，
但是
但如果有别人就是同意说啊，你是不太好，你是挺差劲的一个人，我们是心里边觉得挺被冒犯的。
And I think the reason that offends us is because deep inside, no matter what we say, we think, you know, I haven't done anything too bad.
之所以让我们觉得不舒服，是因为我们心底深处都觉得我还是挺不错的嘛，在我做了很多好事，里边还是觉得自己挺好的。
But Paul says,
但是保罗说
none of us,
没有一人
are worthy of anything other than judgment.
我们所配得的就是神的审判。
But Carol says God and sinners are reconciled through this birth.
但是呢，因为耶稣基督的降生，神人此后能和好。
And Paul tells us what that means.
保罗告诉我们这意味着什么。
Therefore, since we have been justified by faith,
因为我们因信称义。
That means we are counted as if we had never sinned.
我们被算作好像我们从来没有犯过罪。
It's erased.
我们的罪都被涂抹了，被抹去了。
How amazing that is!
那是这是一件多么震惊的事呢
？I was reading a biography a couple weeks ago of a horrible person.
Horrible person.
Horrible, terrible person.
那几个星期以前我在读一个传记，那这个传记的这个人物呢，是一个非常糟糕、可怕的人。
Whose life was devoted to evil.
他的整个生命呢，就是。专注于作恶，他的一生毕生以致力于作恶。
And as I finished the book,
当我读完那本书的时候
，I thought, how would I feel?
那我会怎么感受呢？感觉呢
？If I got to heaven,
如果我到了天堂
，and discovered that at the end of his life, this man had repented,
然后发现就这个恶人呢，到他生命的最后那一刻呢，最终的时候他悔改了。
And he made it to heaven.
他竟然去了天堂。
Now there's no evidence that that ever happened.
当然，这个书里没有说任何的这个证据说这个发生了。
I thought, how would I feel?
那如我在想，如果要是我在天堂见到这个人，那我会怎么感受呢
？At least right now, I think I'd be a little offended.
起码我现在感觉不舒服，感觉有点受不了。
This person did horrible things his whole life.
这个人那个一生啊，都做了很可怕的事情，很邪恶的事情。
He persecuted Christians.
他就逼迫基督徒。
And he gets to go to heaven right alongside them. That's
not. 然后竟然跟他逼迫的这些基督徒一起上了天堂，这好像不太对劲。
And then I thought, wait a minute.
然后我就再说，哎，等一下。
I haven't devoted my whole life to doing evil.
我当然没有说毕生致力于作恶。
But Paul says,
但是保罗说
describing me,
保罗怎么描述我的呢
in rather offensive terms, he says,
用一个很令人不舒服的词语，保罗说
Randall is not righteous.
他说这个麦博士不是个义
人 Not at all.
完全不是。
He doesn't understand. He doesn't seek for God.
他不明白，他也没有寻求神。
He has turned aside. He has become worthless.
他就偏离正路，变为无用。
And yet,
但是
because Christ came into our world.
但是因为耶稣基督来到世间。
You and I are counted as if we've never sinned.
你和我都被算作没有犯罪。
Paul continues, we have peace with God.
保罗继续说，我们跟神之间有和平。
We're no longer at war.
我们跟神之间不再是一个对垒，
作战的状态。We no longer have to be afraid in his presence.
我们不需要再在他面前害怕。
This morning early, I got to church.
今天早晨我来到教会，很早就来到。
Still dark.
那时候来的时候天还是黑的。
I walked into the sanctuary. The tree is lit up beautifully.
然后呢，我就进到这个大堂里边，那个圣诞树呢都是有灯，很漂亮。
And it struck me.
然后就好像突然让我看到。
Before Christ came into our world, no one could walk into the presence of God.
就让我意识到说，在耶稣降临这个世间以前，没有人可以到神面前。
And just throw the door open and walk in.
现在呢，神就把这个门大大打开，大家都可以进来。
You couldn't do it.
在之前你是不可能做到这一点的。
But because he came into our world.
但是因为耶稣来到我们的世间。
We have that privilege.
我们就有这样的特权，我们就有这样的权益。
Paul says we're justified by faith.
所以保罗说，我们因信称义。
We have peace with God.
我们跟神之间有和平。
Then he says through him we have obtained access into this grace.
所以呢，靠着神，我们靠因着耶稣，我们就得到了这种能到神面前的恩典。
Grace is a word that means undeserved favor.
那恩典就是不配得的恩宠恩惠
Nothing we earn.
不是我们赚得赢得的
How many of you or I should say is there anyone else in the room who always feels a little bit of guilt about gift giving at Christmas
多少人对于在圣诞节这个送礼物总是觉得有点
And that is
有点愧疚因为呢
If someone gives you a gift and youDon't have anything to give them.
如果有人给你礼物，但是你却没有给那个人准备礼物。
Oh no.
你就会觉得哎呀。
You know, we feel a little guilty to accept the gift without being able to do something in return.
如果我们不能回报一些，只是接受个礼物，我们有的时候里边会觉得有点不好意思，有点愧疚。
I was talking to a friend on the phone earlier this week.
这个星期我跟一个朋友在打电话上说。
And he said, oh.I this is terrible. He said, I'm supposed to meet a friend for breakfast this morning.
他说，哎呀，太糟糕了。我本来说要跟一个朋友一起吃早餐。
And he always brings me a Christmas gift, and I forgot to get something for him.
然后他每次这样的圣诞节之前，我们吃早餐，他都会给我带个礼物，但是我却没有准备任何礼物。
And we were visiting for a few minutes, and he said, Oh, I have an idea.
然后我说，哎呀，他说我有办法了。
I wrapped a book for my son.
我本来给我儿子准备了一本书，给我儿子做礼物。
Okay, tag off,
我赶快把那本书上的那个标志给儿子的给拿下来，给我那个朋友。
You know, we have this sense of,
我们就有这种感觉了。
I've got to give something if I've received.
如果我接受什么东西，那我也要回报。我们都有这种，好像有这种感受。
But when Paul talks about access to grace,
但是当保罗讲到就是说进入靠着恩典进入到神面前的时候它意味着这样一个礼物是
that we can't begin to repay
我们完全没有办法就是回报的
that we can't begin to deserve
我们也不是说我们配得的
and then he finishes the verse
然后他最后就说
we rejoice in hope of the glory of God
我们就是that's Romans 5 就是说我们又借着他因信得进入现在所在的恩典中并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀
We have hope.
我们是有这个盼望的
Because we've been restored to fellowship with him
因为呢我们跟神已经和好了重新有了这种交这种 团契这种亲密。
We have the promise of eternal fellowship.
我们就跟神有这种永远的相交。
That's the phrase, God and sinners reconciled.
这个就是神人此后能和好这句歌词后边的意思。
And so then the carol continues, how we respond to this gift.
那我们如何来回应这个礼物呢？这就下边这首赞美诗继续唱到。
Joyful all ye nations rise.
兴起地上众生灵。
Join the triumph of the sky.
响应天上赞美声。
With angelic hosts proclaim.
天唱地和乐欢腾。
Christ is born in Bethlehem.
基督降生伯利恒。
He gives us this picture.
他又给我们描述了这样一个画面。
That all nations, all of us.
地上的万邦，地上的众生，所有的人。
Should join with the angel singing.
就是一起加入这个天使，跟天使一起歌唱。
And he uses a word that I want you to see.
他用了一个词，我想大家能看到。
A word that I ignored for a long, long time.
那很多年我都就是忽略了这个词。
Join the triumph of the skies.
他说呢，就是响应天上赞美声。
What does the word triumph mean?
那个这个赞美，它这个 triumph 这个词呢，其实是个得胜的声音。
Victory.
它这个是表示得胜。
Always just kind of heard that phrase as join the singing, join their announcing the victory.
原来我以为他就是说哦，就是响应天上的这个歌唱的赞美的声音。
But earlier this year, I was reading a history of the Roman Empire.
然后今年早期呢，我就在读这个罗马帝国的
早期。
那他就用罗马帝国这个历史书上就用了这个词 triumph.
So I went back and discovered that.Wesley was using the word the way they used it, not the way we use it.
所以呢，我就发现这个歌词的作者卫斯理呢，他用这个赞美这个词 triumph 这个得胜呢，是按照罗马人用的，而不是我们。
Triumph is a victory.
这个是得赞美，这个是个得胜的
意思。The Romans used it for a very special kind of victory.
那罗马人用这种得胜，他凯旋，他们实际上这个词应该翻成凯旋，他是用一个特别的一个场合用的。
If a Roman general won a great battle,
如果一个罗马的将军赢得了一场很大的胜利
，When he came back to Rome,
当他回到罗马的时候
，They would host a triumph.
那他们就会有一场那个庆祝凯旋的一个仪式。
It was a parade.
那就是一个游行。
It was so important.
那个非常的重，如此的重要。
That the general and his soldiers would not be allowed back in the city until the day of the triumph.
他们为此如此的重要，只有在那个就是说那凯旋日过了之后，这个将军跟他的士兵才能回到这个城市里来。
It was a citywide holiday.
它就相当于一个全城的假日似的。
Depending on the size of the victory, there could be hundreds of animals sacrificed to the Roman gods on that.
然后看他这个战役的这个胜利的大小，他会有成百上千的动物被献给这个罗马的这些祭司这个假神。
So this took weeks of preparation to get ready for.
所以他们要庆祝这个凯旋日，他们要花好几个星期的准备时间。
The general and his soldiers would camp outside the city, waiting.
所以这个将军跟他的士兵呢，就驻营在城外。
Till the city was ready.
到这个城市呢，都准备好。
And on the day it was announced,
就到那天凯旋日宣称的时候
，the general rides in a chariot.
哦，这是凯旋日欢迎这个将军，这个将军呢就骑着他的战马。
The soldiers march behind him.
然后他的士兵就跟着他。
They process through the city. Everyone is there to welcome them.
然后他们就游行穿过市中心，然后大家就都站在那儿欢迎他们。
For a general, it was considered the highlight.Of his entire life.
所以对一个打仗的将军来讲，有这个凯旋日的这样子一个仪式啊，欢迎是他这个人生中的高光时刻。
Now do you see what that does for this carol?
那你看到这个里边说的是什么意思啊？像
Wesley says,
约翰卫斯卫查尔斯卫斯理说的是
For hundreds of years.
那有几百年的时间
God has been getting the world ready for this
神要用几百年的时间让这个世界预备好这一天。那每样事情都要在他应该在的位置。
And when the angels come to sing,
所以当天使来赞美的时候，来歌唱的时候，
it kicks off
就开始了
a triumph,
就开始了这个凯旋
a victory processional,
就是一个庆祝胜利的凯旋。
Because when that baby is born,
当那个婴孩出生的时候，
it is the defeat of Satan,
那个就是撒旦被打败的时刻。
Satan'sBattle was lost.
所以撒旦已经输掉了这场战争。
And so the carol says, "Join the victory parade."
所以呢，这个赞美诗就说到响应天上凯旋声。撒旦已经输了。
We join that triumph.
我们就是加入了天上的这个凯旋。
Then we go to stanza two.
然后我们看第二节歌词。
Shows us how this great victory is won, how this reconciliation happens.
然后就让我们看到说这场
There are copies of the carol.
战争是如何得胜的？是如
First, here is who he is.
他首先来描述基督到底是谁。
Christ by highest heaven adored.
基督本有神形象。
Christ, the everlasting Lord.
基督原是永远王。
Long desired.They changed the words. Okay, use my words.
Okay, 就是说是大家所期用一直在期待的。
Yeah, I see that. Okay, long desired. We've waited a long time.
我们已经等候了很久。
Behold him come.
看了他最后他从天降。
We've waited for centuries.
我们已经等了几多少个世纪。
And now he is come.
现在他来到了。
But notice how he came.
你看他是如何来到的呢？
He doesn't come in some great, grand spectacle.
他不是好像那个很壮观、很引人注目的来到。
Now again, I often think that if you've gone to something like the singing Christmas tree,
如果你去参加这个他们那儿的那个百人圣诞和百人圣诞树合唱
the Christmas story is a little bit ruined for you.
那你圣诞的故事可能就有点给你弄坏了，弄糟了。
Because it's very spectacular.
因为那个非常的引人注目。
You know, and everyone's watching the angels come down.
然后大家都看着天使从天而降。
Who saw the angels?
那当时谁见到这个天使了呢
？Shepherds.
是牧羊人。
And shepherds in the first century were not this beautiful romantic figure.
那在第一世纪的时候，这个牧羊人可不是这个罗曼蒂克很好像很吸引人的这样一个形象。
In fact, in first century courts, a shepherd was not allowed to give testimony in a court.
其实在第一世纪，牧羊人是不能在法庭上作证的。
Because everyone knew that shepherds were not trustworthy.
因为每个人都知道说这个牧羊人是靠不信不可不值得信赖的。
Pardon?
David might have something to say.
Yep, things had changed in the perception between David and the first century.
从因为大卫王本身他是牧童，到了第一世纪，这个人对牧大家对牧羊人的这个看法已经改变了。
You see, shepherds spent all of their days out under the sun.
因为牧羊人天天待在这个外边的野地里。
It's hot over there, right?
外边的很热的，是不是？
Over there.
我们这刚去过这以色列的，知道。
The sun is beating down.
然后这个太阳没遮没拦的就这么照下来。
They're off by themselves, no one to talk to but sheep.
除了那个羊，没人跟他们讲话。
And the perception is that their brains are a little bit addled.
所以呢，大家也觉得说他们的脑子大概也没那么灵光了。
You know, they're out there alone. They're liable to imagine anything.
所以呢，他们天天在那个日光，在那旷野里边，不知道在想啥呢。
So when a shepherd came and said, "Oh, you won't believe what we saw these angels singing in the heavens," people said, "You're right, we won't believe it."
然后那个如果牧羊人说啊，你肯定不相信呐，我们看到天使来唱歌，在天空中，大家说哦，我们是不相信。
There was no grand spectacle.
所以呢，在当时。没有说一个好像很引人注目的这样一个盛景。
So the carol says this is how he came.
那耶稣是如何来到这个世间的呢？
Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see.
说神性穿上血肉体。
The Godhead.
就是神性神。他自己。
Hidden by human flesh.
他自己好像穿上了一个血肉之体，就是用人的这个穿上人的形象。
Hail the incarnate deity.
他说道成肉身何奥秘。
Pleased as man with men to dwell.
甘愿做人同人住。
In other words.
换句话说。
He's going to live with us.
他要跟我们住在一起。
So he becomes one of us.
所以他又成为我们中的一员。
Jesus, our Emmanuel.
以马内利是耶稣。
Emmanuel, God with us.
以马内利是神和我们同在的意思。
The Creator becomes one of us.
这位创造者就成为我们中间的一员。
To bridge the gap between us.
就是在神和人之间搭起了一座桥。
We couldn't bridge that gap.
我们自己没有办法在和神之间建起一座桥。
We couldn't approach him.
我们没有办法来到神面前。
I should have suggested this little book a month ago.
我应该让一个月前就给大家推荐这本书。
Mark it on your list for next year.
所以你在你明年的读书计划当中可以写下来。
There's a wonderful book. I'm sure it's available in Chinese.
我知道这本书应该很好，中文应该也有。
Called On the Incarnation.
这个就是道成肉身。
By Athanasius.
亚塔纳修。
I'm sure it's been translated into Chinese.
Yeah.
It's a little book.
This is that's the apostle, disciple defend the.
Yes.
Yeah. 就是亚塔纳修写的《道成肉身》，应该中文有翻译。
Every December you should read this.
每年的十二月份你应该读这本书。
Because it's a great, great reminder.
那是一个。非常好的一个就是提醒大家
of why he came,
就是耶稣来到世间的原因
how desperately we needed him,
我们多么的就是多么的就是需要他来到这个世界
what it means that God became flesh,
那神成为道成肉身神性穿上血肉体意味着什么
for the sake of time, I'm going to skip the last stanza and go to silent night,
因为没时间了所以我们现在直接进到平安夜
Thousands of churches last night ended like we did with silent night and
candle light. 成千上百的教会就像昨天晚上的那个圣诞夜的那个就像我们唱最后唱的时候平安夜昨天晚上是一个很好的一个聚会。
But because it's so familiar, we can kind of just take it for granted.
因为这个太熟悉了所以有时候我们就当成理所当然。
The author Joseph Moore follows a pattern that was very common in among religious poets.
在那个时候给那个宗教诗歌呢，其实是有一个模式的。那这个作词的词作者是这样子跟随的。
They would describe a biblical historical event.
他们首先在描述这个符合圣经的。历史上的这个背景。
They would try to imagine what it was it like to be there.
他们就在想象说，如果我当时在现场是怎么样的。
And then they would talk about what that meant.
然后他们就开始接着来解释说，那意味着什么呢
？And that's what Joseph Moore does in this carol.
He's a lyric writer, right? The word, Joseph. Joseph, yeah, he wrote the words.
Yes, 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 yes.
这个约瑟夫，这个 Moore， 他是这个歌词的作者。
So first of all, he puts us at the scene.
首先呢，他把我们放在那个当时的那个
现场。Silent night, holy night.
平安夜，圣善夜。
All is calm.
一切万案中。
All is bright round yon virgin mother and child.
万案中光华射，照着圣母也照着圣婴。
The holy infant so tender and mild.
多少慈祥也多少天真。
Sleep in heavenly peace.
尽享天赐安眠。
Now.I had a friend.
我有一位朋友
who didn't think much of poetry.
他不是很喜欢诗。
And he hated this carol.
他特别不喜欢这首。
He said it's such a stupid carol.
他这个圣诞颂歌太。
It wasn't silent.
一点都不安静。
All the people were crowded in for the Roman census.
你想当时正好罗马在做人口统计嘛，那个伯利恒人很多的。
The animals are noisy.
那个动物，那个牛羊都在叫。
The mother's giving birth. It's not quiet.
他妈妈在生孩子，那肯定不会是很安静了。
He missed the point.
他就没有不知道这个这首赞美圣诞颂诗的这个主要的意思。
Joseph Moore knew Luke's story. He knew it wasn't silent.
那这个歌词作者约瑟夫，他读过路加福音，他知道当时不是很安静。
But he's describing a holy reverence in the presence of the Son of God.
他是描述的是在神子面前有一个圣洁的这样一个好像一个尊重这样的一个肃穆。
That with all of the noise and the busyness of Bethlehem,
虽然伯利恒的所有的这个吵杂，这一切的这个繁忙，
there is this awe,
却有一种让人这个敬畏，让人的赞叹。
As the word becomes flesh.
因为呢，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
So he starts with this silent.
所以呢，他就刚开始讲说这个平安夜。
And I'm going to want to show you a progression he follows here. So
然后我就看这个一个过程，我想大家看一个词。
All is bright around the mother and child.
他说呢，就是let me find this one. 就是说which one?I just see
the end of the first one.
照着圣母也照着圣婴。
Other than that, the first stanza, everything is dark.
他说在光华社万暗中光华社照着圣母也照着圣婴，除了之外，周围都是黑暗的。
Move to stanza two.
那我们看第二节。
It's still silent night, holy night.
它仍然是平安夜，圣善夜。
But the best way I know to describe this is it's a noisy silence.
这是一种。有一种吵杂的这种平安，这种安静。
Because.
因为。
Shepherds quake at the sight.
因为牧羊人呢，看到这个景象就开始发抖。从牧羊人在旷野。
Glory streams from heaven afar.
忽然看见了天上光华。
Heavenly hosts sing hallelujah.
听见天君唱哈利路亚。
Why is all this happening?
这一切是为什么要会发生呢
Christ, the Savior,
因为呢救主今夜降生
It's getting brighter in the carol.
所以呢在这个圣诞当中这个你就看到越来越光亮越来越光华
Glory is streaming, light is streaming from heaven.
因为呢有光有大光好像这样照到人间这样流到人间
After all the waiting,
这么多年，这么几世纪的等待
，Messiah has come，
弥赛亚终于到来了
，Christ the Savior is born，
救主今夜降生。
And then I want you to see where it goes in the third stanza。
那我们看第三节。
Now we see what this means。
那这意味着什么呢？耶稣来到人间。
Silent night, holy night。
平安夜，圣善夜。
And I told you that each stanza, the light gets a little brighter.
我告诉大家，就是在它这个每一节里边，这个就越来越亮，这个光就越照越大。
Son of God,
神子爱
，Love's pure light, radiant beams from your holy face.
光皎洁，救赎洪恩的黎明来到。
With the dawn of redeeming grace,
圣容发出也荣光普照。
He pictures this light.
他怎么描述这个光呢
and Rembrandt did a painting that is beautiful.
这个伦勃朗有一幅画非常的美就描述这个。
It's not light from out here shining on the baby.
他不是说从外边有一个大光这样照到这个婴孩身上。
Rembrandt and Joseph Moore both picture it is light shining from the baby.
这个伦勃朗还有这个约瑟他们所画的所描述的就是这个光
Love's pure light radiant beams from your holy face
他是讲的说是从这个光是从这个婴孩圣婴身上发出来的所以这里讲到说圣容发出来荣光普照
Rembrandt and Moore both get this from John
他们伦勃朗跟这个约瑟夫这个词的作者他们都是从约翰福音里得到的
The light shines in darkness and the darkness cannot overcome it
他们约翰福音，他们就说光照在黑暗中。
The true light，
这个真正真光
，which gives light
to everyone.
这光是真光，要给照亮一切生在世上的人。
Was coming into the world.
他已经来到了这个世间。
The dawn of redeeming grace.
这个，redeeming grace， 说救赎红恩的黎明来到。
That light shining from the baby.
这个圣容，这个荣光普照，这个荣光是从杯婴孩耶稣而来的。
Is the sunrise, the dawn of grace.
它就是一个恩典的这个晨光。
That's going to go around the world.
它是会普照到整个世界上。
Several years ago,
很多年以前，
a sociologist and historian by the name of Rodney Stark.
有一个，他既是历史学家，也是一个社会学家。
Became a believer.
他信主了。
Rodney Stark was an agnostic.
他以前是一个不可知论者。
But he was writing a history.
他当时在写这个一段历史，光写一本历史书。
Of the early centuries.
他在写关于初期时代的历史书。
And he assumed.
他本来是假定。
That his history was going to show how Christians gained political power.
他本来是想说基督徒如何得到政治上的权利。
And conquered the world.
基督徒因为是得到了政治上的权利，所以就征服了整个世界。
And as he studied,
但是当他做研究的时候，
he realized that his assumptions were all backwards.
他就发现了他的这个假定，这个预定全都正好是颠倒了。
That the early Christians had zero power.
最刚开始这个基督徒呢就没有，就是什么权利都没有，完全
没有权利。No
wealth.也没有任何的财富。
No influence.
也没有任何的影响力。
And so Rodney Stark began to ask, how does this happen?
所以这个 Rodney 这个就开始问了，说这怎么发生的，他怎么会征服全世界呢？
And he wrote a book to ask that question, answer that question.
所以他就写一本书来问这个问题，回答这个问题。
How does an unknown rabbi,
就是一个不知名的默默无闻的一个夫子，
who ends up being executed,
这个拉比这个夫子被处决了，
become the leader of a religion that within a century is altered the Roman Empire.
怎么会变成一个在那未来的几个世纪里边是罗马的一个主要的一个宗教，他是他们的领袖。
And by the time he finished the book, he became a believer.
当他做完研究写完这本书的时候，他就信主了。
He died earlier this year.
他今年初期去世了。
Had spent 30 years.
那他最后的30年
writing about how Christianity had changed the world of that day.
他就来写，就是说基督信仰在当时如何改变了那个世界。
And this is what won him to Christ.
这个就是引让他信主的原因。
That it wasn't some great.Amazing, impressive event.
不是什么很令人印象深刻的，很令人惊奇的什么大的事件。
No great technology.
那时候可没有什么先进的技术。
We read the New Testament stories.
我们读新约的故事。
And we see these great miracles, and everything seems very impressive.
我们看这些神迹，觉得啊，一切都好像很打动人，很令人很印象很深刻。
But you go over there.
但是你再去看。
It's a tiny little area.
其实那个当时的犹太是一个很小的地方。
You can drive from one end to Israel to the other in one day.
你一天就可以从以色列的这头开到那头。
It's a nowhere.
那真的是不知道是无名之地啊。
To the Roman Empire, this was worth nothing.
对罗马帝国来讲，这块地方根本不是什么，什么都不值。
And most of the people he healed were credible witnesses.
然后他所医治的那些人都不是说什么挺能信得过的这样的一个见证人。
Our term for this blind beggar by the roadside is a homeless person.
如果说在那个路边的一个就是在乞讨的那个盲人，我们现在说就是个流浪汉。
And nobody goes to a homeless person for religious advice.
没有人去到一个流浪汉面前去问他，你有什么宗教建议。
Their stories don't impress us.
他们的故事并不能说打动我们。
And this is who he spends his time with.
那就是耶稣花时间跟谁在一起，就跟他们在一起。
And yet,
但是
20 years after his death and resurrection,
在他死而复活20年之后
the gospel is going everywhere.
那个福音就传到了各个地方。
And by the end of the first century,
在第一世纪结束的时候
every city in the Roman Empire had a strong Christian presence.
在每一个罗马的城镇，那个地方都有一个基督的基督信仰的影响。
And the answer to Rodney Stark,
对这个历史学家的这一切怎么发生呢？这个答案就在于。
Is what happened.
那发生了什么呢
？The baby brought the dawn of redeeming grace.
是这个婴孩耶稣带来了救赎的红恩的黎明。
And I look at our world today.
那我看我们今天的世界
a lot of darkness,
有很多的黑暗
a lot of hopelessness,
也很多的绝望
a lot of misery,
也很多的苦难
and we desperately need the same light.
我们同样的需要同样的大光
and so Christmas is this for me wonderful time.
所以呢，圣诞节对我来讲是一个很好的机会，就再次提醒我们，他来到这个世界，他为我们做了什么，而且他所带给我们的盼望。
Have a wonderful Christmas day.
祝大家圣诞快乐。
I am glad that our church did not dismiss church on Sunday, Christmas
我很高兴大家没有说因为今天是圣诞节的主日就说没有教会了。
That we can worship together.
我们可以一起来敬拜神。让我们一起来祷告。
God, thank you that you entered our world.
亲爱的主，谢谢你进到我们这个世间。
Thank you that you became one of us.
谢谢你成为我们中的一员。
Thank you for your grace in our lives.
谢谢你在我们生命中的恩典。
As we worship this morning.
当我们今天早晨来敬拜你的时候。
Remind us of the wonder of your grace.
让我们再次纪念，提醒我们你恩典的奇妙。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。